This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey everyone, it's Deese here to tell you about a brand new show coming Wednesday, November 3rd called Some Imperfections, the SIP podcast, Some Imperfections podcast, hosted by life coaches Abby Buckenberger, Sierra Cossey, and myself. We are coming together to bring you a brand new show. It's going to be every other Wednesday starting November 3rd. You can find it on Deese Comedy and IamAlliance.me. The show combines Abby and Sierra, who are certified life coaches, helping you every day, bringing you a fuller experience to your life, helping you with all your world's problems. And I will be sitting on the side doing my usual slang and dick jokes. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great combination. We've solving all the world's problems. Everything you need to know. I have great advice, guys. I just don't listen to myself. That's my problem. But we're going to be combining all of our knowledge, their genuine skills, my practical, ridiculous knowledge of getting myself into horrible situations and figuring out how to get out of it. And we will be answering your questions. We've got, you can email us. You can find us on Instagram at some.imperfections, on Facebook at some.imperfections. And you can message us, find us on Waze, Yelp, Yellow Pages, White Pages, any of the pages. Look us up, find us, send us your questions, your topics, things you want to talk about. We'll answer them anonymously if you want. Just let us know. We'll have links and all the upcoming information for you to let us know what you want us to talk about. So check that out, guys, tomorrow on Deese Comedy, The Social Hour, everywhere you find podcasts, and also at IamAlliance.me. And again, that is every other Wednesday from The Social Hour and I Am Alliance.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
If I bend over, you're going to see my asshole, that's all I'm saying.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, hip-hop group Lilac City Dynamics. And now your host. It's election day, so he hopes you're enjoying Civil War II, the sequel, Deese Casillas!
Mullum Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another episode. We got a great one planned for you this evening, guys. But before we get into that, as you guys have probably been seeing floating around social media, we got a new show planned coming from Deese Comedy, as well as partnering with I Am Alliance. New show, the Some Imperfections podcast. I've teamed up with I Am, Abby Buckenberg, as well as Sierra Cossey. We are who are life coaches. So we're going to be giving you life advice every other week. The new show is going to debut on Wednesday, November 4th. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be every other Wednesday. And we're going to be answering your questions. So you need life advice. They're life coaches. I'm a comedian and I've lived a lot of life. So we're going to be slanging that advice. We'll be eliciting questions from you. So keep an eye out on DeeseComedy.com for that. As well as, you know, all the other stuff, the Social Minute every Monday and, all that jazz, but you'll hear more about that, on social media. Just go to Deese Comedy on Instagram and all that stuff and get all the details. But Some Imperfections podcast, the new show, looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. And we will be fixing all your problems or potentially making them worse, depending on how you look at it. So, but now guys, in studio tonight, we have the, Lilac City Dynamics. We got Lane, we got Jules, we got Nine. What's up guys? How you guys doing?
We living.
It ain't Jules though.
Jewel. Sorry. Jewel, Julie, and Jewel.
Jewel.
God damn it.
Don't even say nothing.
Okay.
I got a story on story on story on story.
Too many times, right? Probably happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Because he's usually a little tipsy and slurring his words.
There we go. That's it. Thanks for coming, guys. We're going to listen to some of their music. We're going to talk about what they've been doing. Lane's been in the studio before. We've been in here. Was it once or twice now?
One time.
Just one time? Okay.
One time, which was very fun.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know you weren't drinking anymore. So
I know. I quit drinking. I'm like a year and a half sober, man.
Yeah. Good job.
Just mushrooms and the occasional cigar.
Right,
that's my life now.
It's not a bad life. It sounds kind of sounds exciting.
I'm happy. I like it. It's just need that little mushrooms are God's little like.
Little
secret. There you go, buddy. You're welcome. have a little.
It's God's Klondike bar.
Yeah, man. Right. Yeah. What would you do? Fucking. I do a lot of shit for one of those. So. What's good with you guys? What's going on? Music is gotta be like comedy right now. It's gotta be a little crazy in the midst of all this. But I know you guys are workhorses out there, at least getting ready for when it comes back.
Winter is coming.
Definitely.
Winter is coming, man. is that good or bad?
It's only good if you're prepared. Nah.
yeah, all right.
Nah, it's a good thing. It's all, like you said, it's kind of up in the air, man. Yeah. We don't really know where it's going to land. But it's given us as artists, it's just given us a lot of time to just create.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of shit to, bring to the table once it does open back up, whenever the fuck that's going to be.
Man, that's the million-dollar question, right? Because I've been able to hit the road, as everyone knows, and kind of get back on the road to do comedy in states who are opening back up. Washington State, still no live entertainment.
Right.
And it sounds like, I hate to say it, but we might be into 2022 before we get live entertainment in Washington State.
It could be, man. It could be.
Yeah. So,
there might not be any fucking venues left to
do it. Shit, yeah, right. I mean,
house parties are going to make a comeback.
Right.
Dude, I've been thinking about trying to do some underground parties, underground, like, speakeasy type
stuff. If you need a group, bro, let us know. We can do 2 hours plus.
Yeah, I'm just trying. I kind of want to do it just because I love that probation or prohibition era
or probation.
Style. Probation. I know. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that shit. I try not to. That's what I'm gonna end up on probation by doing prohibition shit. But I feel like we're in a time where people are so distracted. There's so much other shit going on. Where you could get away with it right now.
Oh yeah.
You know,
there's too much else. Yeah, you said it.
You just find a warehouse. Do it every Friday night, but have it a different space every night, every week.
Shoot the text out like 3 hours before.
Yeah, and make it be where you vet everyone. You invite a certain amount of people, and they can only invite certain people.
Some secret show. Yeah, like the old raves in the 90s.
Right. Yeah, man. I think you could do it, and I want to do it where here's the spot, and when they show up, you have somebody that's waiting there, and they have a van and then drive people to the actual spot. So we don't fuck with, we don't give you the address to the spot.
Right.
It'd be you just got abducted by Al Qaeda, man. Yeah, we throw a bag over your head, we waterboard you for 20 minutes.
Pop a tab.
Right, man. Yeah, you gotta rebuke your God, and then we fucking take you to the we take you to the party, man. That's the kind of shit I'm trying to do right now.
I bet it could go down, man.
I think it could. Spokane's got enough places. You could even do a cool house party. It doesn't need to be a warehouse. Do a cool house party, just something. And
there's a lot of guys out here who have property too.
Right? Yeah.
Those property parties.
Right.
Back in the day, backside of Liberty Lake Hill and shit that.
Yeah,
those rich motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Dude,
or you just get some dude in Deer Park who's got some property. Yeah. He's like, fuck the government anyway.
Want to see my bunker?
Yeah.
Are they still doing barter fairs? Does anybody know?
Nope. Barter fairs.
They can't regulate the barter fair.
I think it's all permits you still gotta get and stuff.
Right.
And that's why they don't.
I guess they can regulate.
We regulate it all, man.
Man.
Yeah. They just killed everything in Washington State. So I mean, personally, I've just been going North Idaho a bunch and being able to do shit.
So with that, are you worried about, because obviously, you know, the virus is still the threat, whatever.
Not in Idaho, bro. Man, they got freedom and Jesus over there. They don't got a fucking virus, all man.
Right, fair enough. I guess once you cross that line, you're there.
Magically.
Dude, how long have you been going there?
Literally, I did a show in Idaho last night, and it is wild. Like, nobody wear masks. Nobody asks you to wear masks. You don't have to walk in. Like, I was at a place, and there's probably 120 people crammed in this, this spot, and we all, you know, sold out show. No mask, no nothing, no social distancing. But I got risky. COVID, man. I had it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
Legit. No, I legit had it a couple
like
weeks
right
ago.
Like right
now?
Oh,
no, I'm good.
So we wear a mask?
No, I'm good. So I can't get it again. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, there we go.
It's like the chicken.
Right, yeah. It's like herpes. You can't get it again. Got it now. No, I got it. I went on the road last month. I did some shows in Idaho and Montana. And again, they've all been like, people are just thirsty for these shows. So they've all been selling out, which is great. Yeah. But like Idaho, Montana, no social distancing. Like Montana does like 75% capacity. Idaho's like, fucking bring extra people.
They're
dude. We don't have a fire code anymore, right? Like, we're just fucking bring people.
Well, we're fortunate.
That guy over there is so frozen.
But like a few days after I get back, I start having like a cough. And then I'm like, okay, all right, I should watch this. Then I wake up like 3 days later, like 3 days after the cough, and I've got like the worst body aches you can imagine, you know? And that lasted for like 2 to 3 days, and like third day kind of subsided a little. And then after that, I woke up one morning, and like it was afternoon by the time I was eating, but I'm like, I had like coffee and eggs and chorizo and hot sauce I'm eating, and like I'm fucking eating this shit, and I couldn't taste any of it, and I'm like, oh fuck, and I go, that's what I knew. I'm like, all that shit I had, I'm like, that's I got. I went and got tested. Like, yeah, you got it. And
sit your ass in your house.
Yeah, but I even told him, like, so this is when I started having symptoms and stuff. What do you? And they're like, honestly, you're probably not contagious anymore. Like trying to go out for like a day or two, but really, they're like, if you've had symptoms for that long, it's like you're not contagious anymore. And
coffee and chorizo, you just shit it out.
Dude, I know. Dude, I just go.
Get that spice, baby.
Yeah, man. just burn it out.
little tapatio.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. It was so honestly like I've been talking a lot of shit about it, but like, I know it affects everyone differently, but honestly, like, if you've ever had the flu, like, the flu is way worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, because, and again, it affects everyone differently.
Sure.
But,
well, I mean, I think that was the big thing.
The notion of it.
Yeah, it was like, a lot of people think that it's too much strain because the people that it really affects are already... have a lot of conditions.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's
what I'm
the thing.
Like,
yeah. Right. It's all old people and people that are sick. Like people who are like relatively healthy, or it's like the only way I can describe it is like, you know, when you have the flu, you have like a bunch of symptoms. You cough. You got headache. You can't breathe. You got mucus. You
fever.
Got fucking
body
aches. They all you have them all at once, right?
Yeah.
And they're all like maybe a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, right? They're not the worst, but they're like a 7.
Yeah, you ain't having a good day.
But they're all hitting you at once also, so it kind of compounds.
Right.
Whereas like with COVID, you had all those symptoms, but only one at a time.
So it was like an order? Like,
yeah. So I'd have like the cough, and the cough was like a 10. It's like the worst cough you'll ever have, but you just have the cough.
Right.
So then like you'll have body aches and like nothing else, but like worst body aches you've ever had, but also you're not dealing with any other symptoms.
More like waves.
Why?
Yeah. So like honestly, on a scale of like dealing with life day to day, it was way more manageable, you know, because like you're just like, all right, I have body aches, but like everything else is fine.
Like
so,
I can function.
Yeah.
Like,
So it was wild, but
you,
like,
then according to Trump, you have now been assaulted by the Chinese
government. They fucking owe me some fucking yen or some shit, man. Yeah, I want a discount on my fucking next Nintendo
system.
Did
you hear his ass in the last debate about, like, never mind.
Say it. Don't you can't start that sentence and not
right.
say it.
He said, he keeps saying, like, the virus China gave us.
Yeah.
And he just, that's his talking point on it now. And I'm like, all that's doing right there, if you think about it, is you're juicing up your followers that everybody is afraid of.
Yeah.
Not the regular people that vote for you for their regular reasons, but the ones that we all are like, these motherfuckers
the
like
crazy,
you.
Yeah. Far, far
you're
right.
You're juicing them up by saying that right there. The virus that China sent us. Like,
yeah. He knows what he's doing, man. Oh, yeah. He's like a professional wrestler. He knows what he's doing.
I didn't want to do that, so we got more better shit to talk about than that motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, well, shit, man. It's right out there. I mean, there's no, you can't escape it right
that's,
now.
No, that's really what it is. It's all it's all. It's all
Nas just shaking his head. He's like, fuck this topic.
Like, why'd you do that, bro?
Yeah.
I was like, let's go to the cabin.
Dude. Right, you might. We all might have to go somewhere. Not have a choice.
An escape is what.
Yeah, just turn off all the phones. Right, yep. Turn off all your phones.
We got a spot, but y'all ain't invited.
You can come.
Yeah, these can come. I'll be there in a heartbeat.
You can't come though.
If I'm getting out of the, I've been like, I keep waiting for them to open up the borders. If I could travel internationally, man, like I've got a spot in Costa Rica. I go down there a lot. I've been looking at it forever.
We're coming with you,
like I'm out, dude.
Yeah, we good now.
Oh, yeah, good.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, I'll dip out and get out and just be, I'm good. I'll live off the grid, man. I don't need this shit anymore.
Right.
You know, it's wild.
It's
I
a
think.
Lot.
I can't.
It's not a whole lot keeping anybody here.
But,
right. I mean, except the fact we can't leave. That's what's keeping us here. Like, we literally, Canada's like, fuck no. Mexico's like, we ain't coming there. You can't come here. Exactly. You know, it's like, we're all.
Talk about build a wall.
Yeah.
It's
right? Yeah,
you know, time, man.
I know.
It's all.
Did you guys vote yet? Do you vote yet?
I'm not voting.
So you don't vote? Yeah, I'm not voting.
That's no the votes? Discussion I wanted to avoid right
now. I do not participate.
Not with these two loons.
Nye?
No.
No,
no, not with these two loons.
No,
bro.
Man.
I get the notion, but I just, it's not.
I'm all about
nothing.
It if I believe in the person. But I don't believe in either.
I
do.
I get it. I don't either, man. I hate all this. I like, there's no good option, right? It's just right. All.
It feels set up.
I feel like I'm contributing to like the forward of this bullshit we're all mad at anyway.
Yeah.
If I participate, you know what I mean? I mean, if
enough
people
hit
don't
you with that
vote,
bullshit.
If enough people don't vote and the numbers show that, then that might do something too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
That, like if everybody's like, no, fuck y'all. Like we're not doing none of this.
No. Yeah. Fuck this whole thing.
I'll sign the petition to rewrite the Constitution, but.
That's it. Yeah. Right. I said, yeah. I mean,
that's my vote.
I'm with that because I was stuck with something the other day, and I'm like, listen, man, we can't take an article that like syphilis ridden racist fucking wrote 300 fucking years ago and then be like,
that's church.
This is it forever, forever. I'm like, no, dude, like. I get, like, at the time, it probably made some sense, but, like, shit has changed. Like, we got to fuck it. And I know they're like, well, we do, you know, we do amendments. I'm like, yeah, we do amendments, but shit is, you're still, like, sticking to this, like, on God forever. Like, you got to fucking, you got to grow a little.
Well,
be like,
what's the percentage of Christians in the USA anymore? Like,
I think it's still, like, people who claim some sort of Christianity, I think it's still around like 70%.
I mean, is that, are those numbers?
I mean, I claim it myself. I have my beliefs, but yeah, that's
like,
what I'm thinking.
There's so many people that are like, yeah, they probably call themselves a Christian, but like, do you go to church?
That's
like,
me.
No,
like,
absolutely.
You
know what I'm saying? Most of them are not
me. You're talking about me, bro.
Well, I mean, I guess it don't make a difference. If you call yourself a Christian, you're
a
Christian, I suppose.
So there's such a thing as bandwagoner Christian?
Yeah. No, 100%. I look at it as I was taught shit from my grandma that, you know, I believe. I don't 100. I'm not convicted by my beliefs and go around and do my things. But the basic.
But does that make you? Does that make you spiritual or does that make you Christian?
It makes me more spiritual.
See,
can you claim Christian? Like, I guess
no. But that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of Americans out there that I still believe that there's a higher power. I believe there's God. There's something that I can adjust to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of something is different than the idea of like the
of
God,
God
the
and
Bible.
The Bible.
Yeah.
No,
you
know, and
you know.
I get that. What I'm saying, I think a lot of that 70% is probably in that mindset.
Yeah, if you started
at,
like asking them questions,
yeah,
and
they'd
like,
be
kind
like,
of put them in a corner, and be like, "Are you like that dude? Like Jesus died, and you gotta be saved. Is that what you're saying, or are you just saying you like?" You just believe, you hope there's something more. I think a lot of them would be like, yeah.
I think the moral teachings
coming
up and the moral things. And the thing is, those same moral obligations are throughout the board in all religions.
Yeah.
They're all so similar in that, like, you know, don't fucking steal. Don't fucking do this. Don't blah, blah, blah. And it's all bullshit. We all know it's bullshit that was made to control us.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that out of that 70% of Christian Americans, a big percentage of them are like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that whole attached to the God for everything we're doing through politics now, it's phasing out because there's so many different religions in America now. Like,
well, those older people are dying off
everywhere,
too.
Yeah.
Like the old people that were like, we grew up.
You mean the
up,
people from the 60s?
Yeah, man.
That were yelling at
them? Yeah, we're losing them.
But anyway. I mean, damn, on both sides of that, though, that's who was leading the farce. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I'm talking about
on the good side and the bad side. And the bad side. The good side, I mean, you know, we all got a granny that was like a Black Panther or something like back in the day. But there was also someone else's granny that was like spitting on your granny because she was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the same era. So, like, I don't know. We're
yeah,
all just kind
that,
of...
The whole extremist thing is kind of... Well,
that's
I mean...
what we are now.
I guess
there's
different extremists, though. It's still,
definitely
yeah,
evolved.
Yeah.
In
I mean,
a whole new animal, but...
I think it's more the... Well, I wanted to say the extremism is more of an age thing, but it's not even that, too, because you have younger people
be.
That are still so crazy.
No,
on
but I was listening to Willie's podcast with you, and he said something that really stuck with me. And the Generation Z, or whatever the fuck is that, what it's called? The generation coming up right now,
yeah,
behind us, or
yeah,
before
behind us.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
They're so cutthroat on their convictions, and they're so like non acceptable. They're gonna hit that age once they get to like our age, like in their mid 20s, where they're gonna get more mature about it. So it's gonna
hopefully
it, right now it's gonna, I, no yeah. hopefully, but no, this is just a theory that you know it sounded convincing to me, and that's like these kids are gonna hit an age where they're not extremists anymore. Most of them, they're gonna calm down, but this extremist behavior right now is making a lot of shit very like out in the open that hasn't been, you know. And we kind of, I'm one of the people that believe we needed some shit like this. Like the issues that are being talked about aren't non-existent, they're real,
right, and they're very important.
They might not
yeah.
be going about it the right way, but guess what, everybody's talking about it.
I
don't even disagree with the way they're going about it all the time. I mean, there's definitely that younger generation that is the only thing I disagree with is where they get into a mindset of like, if you don't 100% toe the line with our party line, then fuck you forever.
Just black and white.
Yeah, like that should, there has to be some nuance and some middle ground and some way to bridge a gap. But like when it comes to like the protests and the riots and shit, that stuff, I'm like, I'm kind of with it, man. Like I'm kind of with it, man. I'm like, because I mean, I've said it a million times. Like I grew up in South Central LA, man. I lived through the LA riots. You know, like my neighborhood was on fire when I was a kid in the LA. I couldn't go to school for a couple weeks. You know,
right,
shit like that. Like.
Right.
Rodney King, right?
I've dealt with police brutality. I saw it against my family and shit and friends and stuff. Like I've and
like
to
firsthand.
Me, yeah, it's so to me I'm like, if you have an underserved community that is unheard for so long, at a certain point they're gonna have to make some take Kaepernick. He kneels. Everyone hates that. He kneels peacefully, at peaceful protests. Well, eventually, guess what? We got to burn some shit down. Then you fucking got to pay attention. Then
exactly.
you can't. Exactly. Then you have to at least pay attention
exactly.
to it, you know?
Right.
And yeah, some people take it too far. Opportunists do bad shit. But like, you kind of listen. The Revolutionary War wasn't won through peaceful protests.
Exactly.
They burned some shit down,
and
man.
You know, like, on both sides, we're out here raping, stealing, and
yeah.
exactly. Like that's a war. Like,
war is war.
Yeah.
Like, and we that's besides the point.
And
know?
That's
right.
the scary thing about it with the extremism is. Everybody has this, I don't know what
everybody
you call
just,
it.
Everybody just wants to blame each other for the same
evils.
Well, no,
evils, I'm talking about like the, I'm going to call it the tough guy attitude, right? Because it's so social media right now.
Sure.
Everybody, what did you say in that one song we're working on? Everybody wants to be an activist, right?
Yeah.
And, but not for the like... logistic reasons of being a fucking
right,
activist.
It's just a strategic thing.
Yeah,
it's
I want my
it
voice.
It looks good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And everyone's bragging on, I'm going to say it's more on the conservative side, about, oh, if it comes to war, you better be ready. We got body bags and toe tags. And we're
right,
ready
yeah.
to run. Like, you don't think you're going to die too? Like,
yeah.
the way I look, like, we have some of the most elite soldiers that have ever been created that have been killed by little kids with machine guns.
Right, man.
And that's war, baby. Like,
yeah, and yeah. that's how it is.
So you can, I'm in this position where I don't want to see anything like that. I think that the issues that are being talked about are justified. May not be going about it the right way, but that's why. there still has been no sit down.
Yeah.
There's still been no sit down. The only sit down was Trump sitting down with five black people telling everybody in America what he did for them.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with any of the issues. Did you see that?
So what's up? If we just going to go there, are we going
to
get
No,
we
need to get out of there. We need to get out of there. Nye's just glaring at us.
I know.
Let's talk about let's interview you. How long you been doing this, Deez?
What's up, Deez?
This show, six and a half years almost, something like that, I think. I think it was July 14th, 2014, the show premiered.
Okay. I've been following you actually for a pretty long time, man.
Yeah.
I caught you at the Spokane Comedy Club when they, like, kind of close when they first opened
up. Okay.
Yeah, you were one of the first, like, local cats that I saw that I kind of, like, recognized off the internet.
Oh, okay.
And whatnot. I was like,
right,
oh, okay.
Thank you.
I was like, I didn't even know he's from here. Like, okay, like, shit. But, yeah, no, I've always kind of, with anything local, I try to see what else they got going on.
Yeah.
Whether it's another artist that we deal with or anything. Like, we just, you know, everybody's doing something nowadays beyond what you recognize them from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you've always had a cool little one. There's a couple little solid ones in town.
Yeah, man, it's good to... There, Spokane has some talent in kind of any department that I think it's like this weird little hidden secret that people don't really know about, you know?
Right.
It's like an unassuming place you'd be from.
Right.
You know?
We talk about this a lot, man, amongst ourselves, just on like what we're trying to do with our, you know, with our little LCD thing, because we all are solo artists as well, you know? But we talk about that a lot, how like... Damn, I lost my whole train of thought. Drinking on the job.
Well, how long have you guys been together as a, you know, musical trio?
About 2 years.
I'm not.
I feel the same way.
It's
okay. We'll cut this out.
Yeah, I'd say about 2 years we've been together though.
Yes, sir. Oh, now it's on me. It's splitting something between me and him.
Yeah. It sounds like it's coming a little more clear.
A little crackle.
See, a little readjustments.
Oh.
Yeah. That's doing something.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm clean now.
Yeah. Let's
look it up here.
Say again.
Talk.
Yeah. So we're just
Yeah, you might just
channels.
Be low.
Got a little bit more mics on the set than usual.
Switch one mic. Yeah, switch it up.
Listen here, America.
Do a little cut, copy and paste at this point.
Check.
We're gonna
go
to a segment here called Live with Lane.
What was that? Oh.
check. One, two. This is Illmai.
The Samurai.
And we're almost here to you live. Check. One, two. One, two.
There you are.
We're live here.
There you are.
Yeah, it's
okay,
about time.
There you go.
I can actually hear myself.
It's about time, goddamn. All
right.
I'm stoned in the corner, not even hearing my own voice, wondering if I'm just too stoned or
Tim,
if it's the
microphone. So how long have you guys been together as a doing music?
Take it away.
Tell us about it, Nye.
I would say about 2 years. I mean, these guys were in it before me. This was their project, and they invited me into their project.
Okay.
I met these guys through actually Lane's girlfriend, Danica. I started working at Locals Canna House selling weed, and I met these guys. They saw my live show. I saw their live show. We both thought each other were really dope, and they invited me over to freestyle, and we just had a huge kick-a sesh and just threw down forever. And next thing you know, they asked me to be a part of the crew, and I felt like ever since I've been a part of the crew, it's just been this healthy competition as well as camaraderie, and it's just been a constant movement. But what's cool is we're all our solo artists. Like, it's a group, it's a dynamic, and that way we can still constantly be promoting and making shit and putting shit together if one of us are on our own solo tip.
It's a business, you know?
Yeah.
It takes, you know, I mean, it's nice when you can work together but still do stuff separately and keep, you know, it's like then there's always, it almost seems like there's always some sort of content coming from someone from the crew, you know?
Right.
So
this motherfucker got big things coming.
Oh yeah.
There's
what do you got going on, Nye?
Well, to start it off right now, I got a single coming that's Faith, which you can actually find right now as an old version, but I've remastered it with Nathan Chartrey, which a lot of people know.
Yeah, he was just on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, that's our guy. We always like go around town with Nathan Chartrey.
We call him our road manager.
Yeah,
all right.
He manages us to make sure we don't act a fool. So.
Man, you put him in charge of you? Jeez.
Surprise, bro. He was driving my car all around Lewiston because we were just hammered in the backseat.
leaps and bounds the most responsible of the
all right there you go.
But he's always the type of guy that'll take a shirt off his back for you, and
yeah, he's a good dude.
He's
like,
making some beats for me and Julian and Lane, and we all got some really cool projects on the side of LCD that's coming out. And for me, I got some stuff that I can't really reveal right now, but we're gonna do a little remix of our song What Up Joe that we're gonna be airing tonight. And I think once y'all hear it, y'all are gonna be blown away. So
all right,
yes.
We're not airing the remix tonight. No, we're airing What Up Joe.
No,
tonight,
it's the original.
The remix will
the
be,
remix will be something
wood.
That like you wouldn't expect. We all got backgrounds in all different kinds of music, so
yeah,
we're doing something.
We get a whole new genre.
Pretty fucking dope, honestly. It was a good day at the studio.
So like, how much have you guys been in the studio working right now? Like, so we were talking earlier with COVID and all this crap. You know, doing live music just isn't really possible right now unless you want to travel extensively. So. I mean, are you just focusing on recording, getting some new shit ready to go?
Now, yeah, for sure. We're back on it. I mean, in the beginning, Lane had a child.
Had a baby.
Congratulations to him.
Right.
But we, just like 90% of America, were scared of COVID when it first hit. And so, like, with the pregnant woman around the house, we didn't want to be spitting all over a microphone and bullshitting like we do for fucking 4 to 6 hours on the usual. So. Yeah. We had to kind of have our separation and our distance and work on our solo projects there for a while.
Yeah.
While going through the angst that the rest of America was going through.
Yeah, that was definitely the first half of it.
Yeah.
I cracked down and just made beats. I started a subscription to Splice.
Okay.
Which sponsorship is ready. I'm ready for it.
Shout out to Splice.
And I've just been making beats. I got beats for both their solo projects now. I got all my beats for my solo album done. I got a bunch of LCD beats done, and I'm actually talking to Nate about like starting a website to start selling beats.
Okay.
Because that was what it did for me, because we couldn't kick it, and like I'm a rapper, I love to rap, but my side is always I love making the beats.
Yeah.
I love making the music. So when I was I got laid off for 3 weeks on COVID, and we talked about it on my show. I just sat down and
just cranking,
and
out
I didn't stop working. From then. And now we have. Honestly, the beat quality I've been making lately is 10 times what we have ever had. Like,
yeah, I mean,
I'm stoked for it. I'm really excited.
I think that was with COVID. I mean, if you did the right things with the time that you had on your hands, like as an artist, you couldn't. It's like you have this constant push, but pre-COVID, whereas like you want to release shit on a certain time scale, and you want to give your audience something all the time to grab from you.
Yeah.
But now, once we stopped having live, you know, the influence of live shows and just all that pressure that comes with
stress.
That, all we had was just time to create. So we also have more time to be critical on ourselves, and push a better product. You know what I mean? So like he was saying, like his production has gotten leaps and bounds better. Like we all feel like amongst ourselves, like we upgraded a little bit, like we upped a tier, but like we haven't been able to really show anybody.
Showcase,
so we're like,
shit,
we're just waiting for the moment.
Well, and it's at the point we were talking about earlier. We have to start adapting to this new thing. And like part of that, you know, like something we talked about, we got to figure out a way to get these well HD fucking quality live, you know, streaming shows and stuff, and find a way to push something like that.
It seems like that's going
to
be a major thing
it
now.
It is. We
like
have
coming
to
out
it
of
out.
This. Like,
sure.
You can't just deny that that's what we were doing through for this whole year, damn near.
And
now.
We did one on St. Patty's Day because we were supposed to play Lucky You Lounge. And it was right when COVID happened.
Oh, yeah. That was Front
and
Street.
It got shut down. Yeah. And we were like, fuck that. Like, so we did it on Facebook. We did a live stream.
How'd it go?
It actually did really good. We got fucked up. It was St. Patty's.
Yeah.
We did a merch giveaway, and the idea was, you know, we know you can't go to the bar, so if you're watching, you know, snap a picture of what you're doing on your St. Patty's Day, your COVID lockdown St. Patty's Day.
Well, and it was in that first week where they were like alluding to it. So they were like, it might be closed now, yeah. but it might be open on Friday. And we're like, we just need that day.
Yeah. So we had a pretty successful turnout, but it was still through Facebook. And like one of the things we've been talking about now is like, you know, the YouTube live, or he was bringing up Twitch is another thing that people are fucking with. We just got to start thinking in different avenues that we've never had to think in before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And it's kind of going to be the way of the future, I think. Because no matter what happens,
something's changing.
Yeah. I mean, things aren't, I don't think things are ever going back to normal. Whatever normal was before, like,
that's not coming back.
No. There's going to be some difference, like, whether it's always less capacity at places, right, or like, you know, the
social distancing
stuff, or masks, or whatever it is. Like, it's not going to be, it's back to where it was, you know, on February 15th or whatever.
Which sucks,
you know,
we were getting hot, bro. We were getting
hot.
Shit
don't work like that. Like, and I think low key, we all kind of knew that after it went past a month.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You get that,
like, we were like,
feeling,
fuck.
Like, oh, this
everybody hoped it was going to be like 2 weeks, and they were like, okay, cool, never mind. Crisis.
When you start seeing,
you know what I'm
saying?
But once it was like, nope, and it just kept building and building. nobody wants to say, even now, people don't want to be like, it's never going back. But we all know that.
I got to say, I don't think it, yeah, I just.
There's no
I
way.
Think
once
it
you
is.
Saw, once
How
you
could
started
it?
Seeing national acts do live streams.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And it was like, accept it. Just accept it.
This is the future now. And now they're like, getting creative with it, and they're doing like the weekend just did a fucking VR concert thing.
Really? Okay.
Where you buy the ticket and you strap on your virtual reality.
That's interesting. That's like a whole, because I've
only through VR.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah,
you're exclusive at the concert. You know what I'm saying? But
that shit's crazy because like my buddy has one of like the Oculus.
Right.
And really?
You can go. I was watching an NBA game. You can go to NBA TV and watch the game, and it's like you are sitting in the front row of the fucking at the stadium. Like the dudes run past you, and you feel like you can reach out and touch them, man. But they're running down the court, and like their stats are next to them and shit. It's fucking wild.
So does that mean
wild.
There's some dude sitting on half court?
I don't know.
Like a camera.
That's the thing.
So
I don't fucking
like
know what it means, man. Like, I don't even get how they do it. Like,
this is the most visceral 2K experience you ever
had. Right? Yeah, it's wild. Shit. Like EA Sports stepped their game up.
Get in the game for real.
Yeah. But
VR, TK, or 2K, VR. You're sitting there in your living room.
Yeah. Pass me the ball, man.
Somebody better go patent something right now.
Yeah, it's that the virtual shows. It's got to be wild, though, because like it's, you know, for comedy, virtual shows are very challenging. I'm sure they are for music also, but like I would think the benefit with music is like you can play, like when you tell comedy,
it's
like
the hype.
You tell a joke and like you kind of
need
the reaction.
That
where like
right,
you
everything.
Can just play the song and you're like just assume everyone's jamming.
So
it's
mad.
Almost like, it almost like justifies you as the comedian. Like if they don't laugh, they're like, you're not funny.
Right.
I was watching fucking what's his name? Seth Meyers on the late night show.
Yeah.
Last night. And I get exactly what you're talking about, because usually they have the laugh track behind it, right? What do you want? Oh, he's clowning on me. Usually they have the laugh track, but Seth Meyers is fucking telling his jokes, and there's no laugh response, and he's just kind of, he's on a different pace.
It makes it dry.
He starts like, instead of giving it the pause that you
It doesn't
need,
breathe, the timing,
exactly.
It fucks
like,
it all up.
You almost want somebody to like do the little like
the
pre-recorded
ass,
like just to keep me there,
yeah,
like,
just to
shit.
Have let me know when I should keep going.
I don't want to be the only person laughing at the joke.
Yeah, it's crazy, but at least so but with music you kind of got, you can just kind of jam and go through a set still.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we had a blast doing that. We just didn't do it with the quality that's needed. We basically set up my fucking phone on Facebook Live.
We did the best we could.
We turned on some mics with some like guitar amps, and we played the beat, and like we equalized it as best as we could, but, you know.
To be honest, we didn't even have any judgment of ourselves because we were still in the mindset, like we were talking about earlier, that this is going to be like a month.
Right.
Yeah. We were like, oh, well, fuck it. Fuck, we couldn't do our Patty Day show, so, like, we'll just give y'all something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We're just fucking around, having a good time. You're having a good time.
And we got wasted.
Like, right.
If you go back and watch that,
it's
embarrassing. I'm trying to delete it, but I can't figure out how to delete it. But yeah, we're still getting hits on it, which is kind of fun. Yeah. I mean,
it's a good little comedy reel, essentially.
Because like, we did our whole fucking catalog, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we went 2+ hours.
Well, because it was, I mean, we were essentially going to do our whole catalog at the show that we had booked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in retrospect, knowing what we know now, we probably would have took it a little more seriously, but.
We were
just like, no, y'all, there was people that wanted to go to that show that mm-hmm. we, like, you know, went out of their way to buy tickets and whatever. So we're like, no, we're going to do something.
Yeah.
Like, but like I said, we didn't, nobody knew. Nobody had any inclination what was going to come of it.
So have you guys thought about getting to other states that can do live entertainment and taking that chance?
I feel like we definitely considered it and talked it amongst ourselves, but sure. There's certain places that we feel certainly welcome, and there's certain places where we don't feel so welcome.
Sure.
But we, like, is it worth the money? Should we go out there? Should we do the show with the people that don't want us to really do the show there?
we've got a real particular brand.
Yeah,
we're trying
not
to push
that. We just don't want to get fucking murdered.
Yeah, like, well, where have you guys gone that you felt like
it's,
it wasn't?
You know,
it's
not
great.
That we haven't.
You're
like,
the middleman. You're the one that's safe, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm good, bro. When we go to like Idaho or deep in the fucking,
we've had a couple deep like panhandle like. Or don't tread zone, like,
yeah,
invites, and we're like, I mean, like, why would you invite us now when you would never?
Because those guys
before,
don't.
Like,
is this a trick?
You know,
yeah, exactly. Like,
we was a little wary.
We got offered to go to Idaho. What was that? 2 months ago that I brought it up to you guys.
Where at? Where?
Down in Lewiston, which we have a good rep in.
Lewiston.
Love it.
Yeah, Lewiston.
We rock with y'all, Lewiston.
But
we ain't talking about
no,
y'all.
No, but this was when, this was right after that fucking armed militia holdout in Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking like 3 days afterwards.
It's hot.
And they're like, hey, you want to come to Coeur d'Alene? Or you want to come to Lewiston and play a show? And we all just kind of laughed. And we're like, nope.
Yeah.
we're going to take a breather, bro. Like,
yeah.
Love y'all, but
right before that, we were at the rally downtown,
exactly,
and we were walking around trying to meet up with everyone in the signs and walk to the courthouse.
Yeah.
And right when we went downtown, we're all walking. We got our masks on. We got all of our black outfits on. And I look over, and a cop's just slow riding by at 20 miles an hour. And he slowly rolls down his window and flips all three of us off and then keeps on driving. And I'm like, we don't even have signs in our hands.
We just got here.
We're just walking down the street, and you already know what we're up to. Like, obviously, it's something unjust, and you're one of the people that we're here for.
Yeah.
But, oh, man.
It's a beautiful time to be alive, dude.
It's
a wild time, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes it's hella. Sometimes it's beautiful, man. I'll give you that.
I'd rather the racist be blatant about it, and not pussyfoot around me.
At least you know.
Speak up.
That's
a lot more
are
on the surface these days.
That's the thing. Everyone has so quickly exposed who they really are on social media.
Yeah.
Like instantly,
right,
you're like, oh shit! Like, dude,
Doug's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I didn't know Rick was racist. Like,
<Yeah. laughs> I don't even understand it. Why would you give the world so much to use against you?
Well, that's the thing, though. I feel like it's become so divided that, like, there's a whole section of people,
you know,
like, they're not, you're against me, but these people got my,
like,
back.
It's
right
like
now,
prison
so
rules.
That's true,
like,
man.
It's like,
yeah,
this side has got my,
yeah,
back. It's like prison rules with their sides and these extremists. Like,
I'll be the brother in the
up
room and play devil's advocate here a little bit, because I've also seen that go both ways, man. Because I've a lot of cats that I've just been friends with for a long time that have always been so outspoken. And I catch themselves just like dumbing it down, like,
yeah,
keeping it real, like
it's a full
real
spectrum,
like proper. And I'm like, bro, why are you stutter stepping around me?
Yeah.
We always talk about stuff like this. And he's like, look, I just don't want to offend nobody. I'm like, look, man, that's what I'm trying to allocate to. It's going both ways. It's changed the climate on for cats that, like, literally we're your ally and beforehand, but they feel so vulnerable as well, as just as anybody, because anybody can. I mean, it's cancel culture days, you know.
Yeah,
like, you say the wrong word in the wrong context, and you're buried
out, dead forever.
Like, I feel bad.
Cornfield,
I mean,
forever.
Like, you gotta like give this guy like a little bit of.
You gonna bring this up?
Understanding.
You gonna
like,
bring this
no,
up?
Listen, he's a white guy in a group with two ethnic dudes. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, a lot of times we're working on lyrics and shit and trying to like make a point that we all agree on. And him and I are real quick to, you know, say it however the fuck we would have said it. Like, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to throw an M-bomb or whatever the fuck I want to say in there. But, like, he's like, I can't say that. And we're like, oh. We're like,
that's
oh,
my
you're
career.
Right. You're right. We can't. You can't say that.
Yeah.
We all have to contribute that. But the climate is just so hot right now. Like, it's extra on that end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
like,
people
we really
are looking.
Have to...
People are, like, digging for a
yeah.
reason to be mad about it.
And it's
something.
Like, no,
so...
we all believe in this statement, and we're all trying to say our point of it, but, like, we have to be real careful because...
He wants that song so bad.
People can be... Be-
you want that song
Don't even...
So
why would
bad.
You say the song? Now all the listeners are going to be like, what song?
Yeah, what song?
What
That's
song?
Right.
Now they'll
what's,
click
what
it.
Song
now they'll click
what
it.
Song you try? What
I guess y'all got to wait
tell
until...
Tell them, Julian. Tell them what song Lane's
2024.
I'm not scared of it. I just have a bit... Okay, never mind.
I'm just compelled not to do it.
Compelled not to say that word.
This is so hot for the listener.
No, the greatest
like, what
thing,
is going on?
The greatest thing is like we're not just dynamic because of our music, but we're dynamic because of our backgrounds.
Right.
And we want to make a dynamic song that's almost blatant and like in people's faces. And of
intentionally
course, me and Julian
blatant.
Are yeah. not going to do that to Lane. We're not going to put him in that position.
We can still make the song. I'm just not going to say the fucking word.
Should I just say it?
Say
I'm just
say
playing.
It. No,
I'm
say
not
going to
do it.
Come on.
I'm
it.
Not going to do it. No.
So you count on me because I won't say it. Now you.
It's
got to
be a whole song. It's got to be put in the proper context and created with the sound.
Moving on.
The vibe.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Edit.
You're
done.
This is exactly my point.
Well, it's good though. You know, I think it's. I do think there is starting to be a little bit of a swing back in the other direction where people are like. I know personally, like in comedy, a lot of comedians are starting to be like, you know, fuck this cancel culture shit.
Like
we're
just gonna talk.
Yeah, like I mean, like I don't know if you saw Bill Burr said on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, oh,
and,
yeah.
And people talking shit on that. I'm like, dude,
shut up.
I go, that was arguably one of the greatest, like, that was Saturday Night Live monologues. It's just
to
a
be
great
bold,
comedy.
Like
yeah. And it was like, oh, well, no, he was talking shit about gay people. I'm like, he didn't talk shit about gay people. He framed how he liked them, and this was positive. He said positive things. Then he slowly walked it to how, like, hey, how come they get longer month than black people? Like history. And so he's making points about, positive points
yeah.
about the gay people, then about blacks.
Right.
And anything he talks shit about white women, which... Fuck you, white women, if you're going to get mad. Like, fucking literally.
Let me tell you what y'all did.
Literally and figuratively suck a dick if you fucking, like, if that's a fuck, if the, like, if
social
you're going to be mad about it.
Fuck you, white women.
Did you see the statistic that in 2022, the name Karen is going to be extinct?
I don't doubt that shit, man. I fucking
no, that's my buddy's
mom.
I think it's
name
extinct right
it.
Now, bro.
Yeah.
I bet you there won't be a single Karen named in 20 this year from this
Karen
moment
and
on.
Kyle.
No, they're gonna co-op.
No more Karens, no more Kyles.
Is I sell weed and I meet some of the most sweetheart old white ladies named Karen.
Yeah,
and I'm like, man. I don't know if you're sweet because you see what the internet's saying about you or if you're just actually sweet and the internet's wrong, but I'm just like, oh, you're so wrong.
You are, like, also a brown boy with luscious long hair.
Yeah, everybody likes you, bro.
All the middle-aged white ladies.
I will admit, I Rico Suave, these old white ladies. They buy a lot of weed.
It's your job.
Got to get that PS5, bro. Get that PS5.
Yeah, you know, but it's the exception that proves the rule, right? You know, I mean, you got those ones that aren't. I mean, but it's, you know, things like that's like shit, man. Yeah, a lot of Karens out there. Sorry, we picked that name, but you know,
right.
Don't pick that
don't,
name.
Don't,
we didn't pick that.
Don't
name.
Be a bitch.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. It's not my fault.
I'm not mad at you, but it sucks to suck.
Yeah, right.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's.
You know what? You're a comedian though, and I feel like there's like 30,000 more of you that will just do it because it's funny.
That well,
they were like, "Whatever, you'll be okay, Karen."
Darn, you got to drive your Escalade home right? To your gated community.
Oh man,
the struggle's real, but you're not gonna wear a mask because they won't muzzle you.
Right? Yeah, that was like again, that goes back to like how great Bill Burr's set was when he's like, "You swung your UGG boots over the fence and wanted people." He's like, "Fucking, you wanted to roll around in the blood money, fucking sit there." And take it, you're talking to. Like, I'm
it's
like, yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. Like, and that's, we need more of that. And I like, I like that. I feel like it's coming back around a little bit where people are like, you know, fuck your cancel culture. I don't give
a shit.
It
pisses me off because I feel like we had it in a wave, like right before this shit. Mm-hmm. We had all those specials, all those Netflix specials with like Dave Chappelle and like the cats we were waiting to listen to. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Eddie
all
Murphy came back out with Dolomite.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, and fucking Chris Tucker had a special. Fucking 2 months before that, there was people really coming out, like it was getting bold out here.
Yeah.
We were like, 2020 baby, like let's go. And then it just they pulled the fucking the wool over our eyes, like, oh, how about this COVID shit?
Yeah, Whitney Cummings had a great quote recently where she's like, I don't think she's like, now the new rule is like, I don't think you're a real comedian if you haven't been canceled. Like, that's great.
Amen.
That's fair.
Like, that's your guys' job, honestly. Like, we have a job as artists and hip hop artists to talk about what we see and talk about how we feel.
Yeah, real shit.
You as comedians, you're supposed to take the most fucking sensitive, weird shit and make people feel uncomfortable about it and laugh about it, because I honestly believe, bro, the way the world is, if you can't laugh about fucked up shit, you're just going to go
man.
Crazy.
Well,
you're
going
to go depressed.
I think people like don't even want to hear about it because it makes them feel weird. I'm like, dude, don't blind yourself to this shit that's happening. Like, I got one of the funniest times I ever had in a stand-up set. I was doing the show in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, actually, and this lady in the front row, I grew up Catholic, right, and I shit on Catholics hard in my set. I got like 20 minutes of just like straight fucking hitting, of just beating a Catholic.
In your holy
are your parents Catholic?
Yeah, well, not anymore. Not anymore. They were.
What?
Because you say you're of Hispanic descent. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got like Roman Catholic? Like, family's Spaniard, too.
No,
so, like,
they were Mexican, so they're like I just shit on Catholics like 20 minutes, and finally I'm like, hey, any Catholics in here? And this lady looks at me, she's in the front row, she's like, from me to you, that fucking close. She goes, yeah, I am, and you are the worst. She's like, she goes, your mom should be ashamed of you. And I'm like, and I go, lady, first of all, stop beating me to my punchlines. Obviously, my mom's ashamed of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, second of all, I'm like, is this the first time you're hearing about priests fucking kids?
Right.
I'm like, am I breaking this news to you right now? I'm like, hold on, did you misunderstand me and think I'm fucking kids? Because I ain't fucking kids. But you know who's fucking kids? Those priests. I'm like, if you don't like it, stop going to church and giving them money every Sunday so they can cover up them fucking kids. Mm-hmm. I go, you know what else is? Who else is really mad about that idea? Those kids, they're fucking. Right. And like, I just kept fucking. And finally, she left. But I'm like, dude, I'm like, shut. I'm like, I'm not going to back off this.
Just keep hitting her with the kids fucking.
Yeah, because the idea of kids getting fucked upsets you. I get that. It upsets me too.
Yeah.
But also, that's why I'm talking about it. You can't just be like, close your eyes, close your ears, and then it's fine.
And then
like,
it goes away.
Right. Like, I'm going to bring it up. And if you don't like it, fucking do something about it. Don't be mad. You know?
Fight me, bitch.
Yeah.
If I can't rant and make you uncomfortable on stage, what the fuck am I doing up here as a comedian?
Yeah, you know?
You didn't even come here to laugh.
Yeah, and I will walk a bitch in a heartbeat. I don't give a shit. I'm like, you know, leave, girl. I don't care.
That's kind of my point, though. Like, your position is to do that. And it's fucking, it's cool.
Yeah.
We are in a position where we get to observe what we see and record and create, I don't even want to say stories because we don't really storyteller rap. I know there's rappers out there that do that. But I'm just saying right now we don't really have anything like that. But what I'm saying is like we're in a position where we observe things and we create off of it and we create vibes and we create sound. When on your end, you get to observe things and actually just blatantly go there and be like, yo, so what's up with these priest fucking kids? Like, you know, like something ain't right here.
Yeah, you gotta, but I mean, I think the world needs more of that, you know,
100%.
Letting people know.
100%. No, I totally agree, man.
The, that they, so they can, the, So yeah, people need to know. You can't hide. I mean, you hide it doesn't help. Doesn't make it go away. So,
right.
Well, let's on the music tip. I gotta ask you guys. I ask hip hop artists this every time they're in here. Give me your Mount Rushmore of hip hop or of MCs.
Start on that side. Top four.
I think that's three, right?
Oh wait, no, there's four people on Rushmore.
Is there Mount Rushmore?
Four.
You should know this better.
Three
than
of them were racist, but there's.
That's what I'm saying.
only three.
Well, I mean,
are anyone who's been
the fourth claimed to free the slaves.
Whatever, Lincoln didn't free the. Enough of that.
That's the next topic.
That mountain is native sacred land.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It used to be until it was these white people. Never mind. Stop it.
Here I am, the lonely white man in the room.
Dynamics, baby.
Give me that Mount Rushmore top four.
Okay.
MCs.
Less than
all
hit
time.
It.
Hit it now.
Ooh, top four.
Don't take all the good
MCs
ones.
Yeah. You can have crossover, of course, but yeah. You know.
It's just such a conflicting conversation to even
have. How about
not
top MCs, your favorite.
Top four today.
I don't even want to do that.
No, just go all
two. No, not like today. Like just today. It changes tomorrow. I know.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say one of the most influential rappers to me growing up was Nas. Like,
all right.
Hands down.
Yeah, I got to put Nas up there, too.
I think that's on everybody's list.
It will always be there. It will never not be there. But that's, like, my realism side of me. That's, like, the street side of me, that broken English poetic side of me.
Yeah.
But then there's the live, the vibrant, the color side, and it's just, like, how can you not look back to Outkast when you think of your past and see that just
create?
Yeah.
Three stacks?
It's just, it has so much soul and live and feel behind it. It just gives me so much nostalgia with every one of their songs, and it'll never not.
Reminds me of Roller Valley.
One right now that has impressed me the very most, and a lot of people have slept on him, but his name's Illmac out of Portland, Oregon, and he's a cold-ass battle rapper. But he's doing a lot of his own solo shits. He's doing these Raising the Bar videos. And when it comes to lyricism and punchlines and double entendres, he is above a lot of other rap artists.
All right.
So one I recommend checking out. And how many am I doing?
Four?
That's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got one.
One more.
I got one more.
Got one spot left on the bench.
Ooh.
LCD.
Well, I gotta say one that is like out there and totally different, but affected me in my youth so much because of like my ethnicity and my youth and how I came up is Cypress Hill.
All right,
fucking
Be
Real and Sem Dawg, and I fucking love those dudes. I'm a stoner
until
death.
Do you like some Cypress Hill, man?
But like, I can smoke to Snoop Dogg. Yeah. I can smoke to a lot of people out in Cali, but. Like
Cypress Hill is a different vibe. That's their jam right there.
They was kind of the obscurity, man, when they first came out.
You know, funny, where I grew up in L.A., Cypress Hill was huge.
Right.
Like, it was because, but they were from the area. So, like, Cypress Hill was huge. Like, and then.
And it was different.
Yeah, they were very different from what was happening because it was it was all N.W.A. It was all N.W.A. and shit like that, and like Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, G-Funk, and like that stuff. And then then Cypress Hill comes out from that.
But they was all of it though. They was doing that Chicano shit.
Yeah,
they was doing the fucking the hood shit that the fucking brothers was doing.
Yeah.
They got on some rock shit.
Like, B-Real has such a unique sound.
And if you watch any documentaries about B-Real, what's funny is he wrote most of the lyrics for a lot. Of the like Sem Dawg and the other artists and people that would come and feature with him, but they wanted to kick him out of the project because he had such a horrible sounding voice when he rapped. So they told him, like, bro, you either need to get out or you need to do something with your voice. So he switched his voice so that insane to the membrane, and so he switched his voice and he stuck with that nasally tone.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Everybody bit it.
That's good because it's unique. People with unique voices have, that's like you know, a lot of rappers you hear and be like, yeah, but I don't know if I could pick that voice out all the time. But when someone has like a real unique sound, I like DMX. Like DMX is like you always know you're listening to DMX, man.
Somebody didn't say Ja Rule.
What?
Ju, right. Ju, who you got?
Wait,
top
just,
four.
Just recap. Right. You said what? Nah, because I don't want to say the same as you did.
Yeah, you say whoever you want. Official. It's yours.
That's
yours. True. You're all, you know. You got to be whatever's in your heart.
Right. I'm gonna go super mad personal. All right. All right. First and foremost, just if you ever even know me, Kanye Tada. Kanye Tada.
All right.
Listen, man. My whole family's from Chicago, man. I have a heavy Chicago influence.
What about Lupe then, man? You from Chicago?
You know what? You listen, you motherfucker. You just stole my second. You stole my second. You stole my second, man.
All right.
No, literally, that was finna be my first two. Kanye and Lupe, man.
Especially for the
contrast between the two of them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I used to get told. I mean, Kanye was like. Was like the god to me growing up. You
His
know what
first
I'm saying?
Two
like Kanye,
albums,
bro, he was everything. Bro. Like he, like to me. I mean, you ask me. I know this is a controversial statement, but he fucking saved hip hop.
Motherfuckers
was on like Lil Jon and the Ying Yang Twins. Like they was on some like Deep South like club like fucking hyphy shit. They, was, I mean, the Bay Area shit, which I fuck with now. Yeah. But like, you know what I'm saying? Just at the time, like
it was different. It was,
I was always been such a head from the start, man. Yeah. I've always been super hip hop. Like, you know, just like this cat, his first motherfucker. He said was Nas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't supposed to say Nas on your top four. I'm just playing. I'm just talking shit.
What do you mean?
No, but I'm
one
just
of us had to say that.
Somebody was
going to
say it, right?
Man,
you know what I'm saying? But like, for real, like I was such a head that I was like, of course I love Kanye West, but Lupe was my guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Lupe was my
when
guy.
When I first heard his first album, Food and Liquor, I'm like, I'm listening to him like. Who is this cat? Like this motherfucker's we've been in a sea of like kind of trash, like screwed and chopped, and like
we got to teenagers too. Did
you ever see that he was the number one Street Fighter champion in the world?
He was
really
super real, like officially.
He
quit.
Who was this guy?
He
Zangief
quit
or who was
for like
I don't even remember who his main fighter was.
My drunk ass thought you were talking like real Street Fighter.
I think I remember that he used to fight. He used to use Blanca because he talks about Blanca in a couple songs.
Yes, yeah. No, he was the number one motherfucker on the planet.
Like an hour long fighting championship.
But anyway, fuck all that.
Most badass Asian dude.
I just liked him for his obscurity, man. I just liked how he got in between the lines and just like and touched on levels that like everybody else was touching on, but on different. Like he really articulated the shit. You know what
I
saying?
Still listen to his. Early albums and
pick up on
metaphors that I'm like I've listened to song
right
250 times and I never
Straight
fucking
up.
Got that line
what's
until
the
just
one
now.
What's the one off his second album off the cool off that he talks about just essentially evil like in every fucking facet of society. I think it's God damn, I
hip hop saved my life.
No. That's
that
a good
album,
cut
though, right?
Yeah, it's the cool. Yeah, that's, it's the cool.
I love that. It's that go,
it's
go,
the one.
Go,
it's
go,
like,
go,
don't
go,
you
go.
Know
yeah.
that
yeah.
I run this place and I begun this race?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Fuck.
What happened to him? Is he still?
Don't stop. We ain't finna do the anthology of Lupe Fiasco on this bitch.
We'll talk about it after this because I am curious.
But anyway, all right, I got two more artists. Yeah, fuck the bullshit. I'll get to the point.
Kanye and Lupe,
just off principle, just because I like the opposite dynamics of him. Like, Kanye is like just the cat you always wanted to see. That you never realized could be that big, and he was like, "Yeah, you can't look," like you know what I'm saying. And then Lupe was the underdog to me, like vice versa. Okay, third, Scarface.
Scarface.
Whoa.
Diary, man.
I've known you for fucking how many years?
Yeah,
I did not
Scarface is the cat that I listen to in my headphones. That y'all don't get to listen. Y'all don't get to see me listening to him. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
That's my little hype dog that I need some energy.
Yeah,
that's where I go.
Scarface,
okay.
You really surprised me with that one right there.
Yeah. It's top four, so you gotta reach a little, right?
I think I know what number four is for you.
Huh. Maybe. I don't know what number four is.
I got a different guess, too.
Give me a second.
You got the same guess I got.
I just want to piss everybody off and say something stupid. But I ain't going to do it.
No, I know what your guess is. It's not my guess. But he's not going to
And we on hip-hop, so I'm not even going to play.
Just fucking say it, bro.
No, that's who you think I'm going to say.
Because you should
They
say
both
it.
Think I'm going to say Tupac, but I'm
no,
not.
No, I'm not. That is not a
He was thinking what? J. Cole.
That's right.
I was thinking Tupac.
I've been trying not to say J. Cole. I should say J. Cole.
Why not
I
say
should
J.
Cole? Because I'm such a fucking
If you don't
fan
say
J.
Cole,
Cole
I'm
I should say J. Cole. Because, I've loved J. Cole since the goddamn first mixtape that touched Dat Piff.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I love J. Cole. I studied this motherfucker, man. Like, he's such a fucking phenom.
Yeah.
For the fucking.
He's so underrated, too.
He's super underrated. But that's. But only. But you know what? But you know, the only people I see underrate J. Cole are just cats that just don't really have any type of.
Well, I feel like. Well,
anybody that cares about.
He
kind of
got slept on. Like, the, like.
He was.
Like, Mains, he's so good and he's like got mainstream credits, but also like. I feel like maybe it's partly him. He's like, I don't give a fuck, man. I'm just fucking doing hip hop. He's like, I don't give a fuck about me.
I mean,
so.
Just listen to him. He'll tell you.
I would, because the last year I've been on that tip. And he's the king of modern hip hop in my opinion.
He is. I think he's the GOAT for our generation, for this day and age. I think he gets the crown.
I mean, the
motherfucker got a whole skit track talking about fuck the crown. I'll burn that shit to the ground. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, how do you not give it to him?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Shit.
So who'd you say? You said Kanye,
Lupe, Scarface, and J. Cole. All right.
Yeah.
Lane?
The white boy.
Damn, what a weird list. I wouldn't have picked that. But I stand by it.
On the spot, I'm surprised none of you said this, but Wu-Tang is my fucking.
You got so. Who's the best in Wu-Tang?
Yeah,
who's
can't
the
name
best?
There you
all
go.
Right, so
there's
here,
a question.
Here we go.
Because there's a right answer.
This is the sidebar.
And I want to know if you're going to give it
when
to me.
When you asked me for Rushmore, right? Wu-Tang came out as a group, so I'm sticking with Wu-Tang, but I will tell you who.
As what? Hold on. You gotta pinpoint that question.
I'm not going to say who's best.
Hold on. Can I take a guess at who I think you think is best? Redman.
No. Redman's,
not, Redman's
in not
in Wu-Tang. You fucking up, Deese.
Deese.
Oh, I mean Method Man.
There you go. That's what we got.
Method Man is my third favorite. He's not my favorite.
Who's number one?
I like that gutta shit. I like fucking Ghostface and Raekwon, baby.
Ghostface is the correct answer. Man.
Ghostface, Raekwon, and Meth.
Fish Scales is one of the hardest fucking albums of
fucking
all time.
Fucking Iron
Man.
Has anybody put you down to the fucking Ghostface Bad, Bad, Not Good album yet?
I don't think I've heard that one.
Listen, it's called Sour Soul.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the illest shit that fucking anyone in the Wu-Tang
it's
did.
It's fucking The
from
Roots,
like,
isn't it?
No, it's Ghostface, and it's a fucking conglomerate, or I don't even know what to call them. It's like a fucking mostly instrumental band. It's just this dope little fucking funky band called Bad, Bad, Not Good.
I thought that was the
album. Like, no spaces.
Yeah.
Bad, Bad, Not Good. Like,
I thought that was the album.
Like, tell me that ain't a fucking funk band. Like, what the fuck?
There's a song on that album called, what is it, 6 Inches? Or whatever. It's gutter as fuck. And it's
the whole
cold.
Album is
Dude,
gutter as
I'm
fuck.
I'm telling you, the song Shaky Dog off Fish Scale.
Yeah.
That fucking song.
You wanna know what I mean?
Dude, if you ever wanna get jacked before you murder someone, fucking listen to Shaky Dude. That song fucking
that's the hype,
dude. That's what I got a playlist of songs I'll listen to before I go on stage to get hyped. And that's on that playlist for sure.
I'm gonna tell the shit out of these jokes.
Yeah. No, that song
we used to when we would go into the local bar in the valley. I'm not gonna name it because we don't go there anymore.
We don't got a name.
But we would go in there, and he would laugh at me because every time if I saw a bunch of white people in the bar, I'd go to the jukebox and I'd play "Mighty Healthy" by Ghostface.
This fool loved it.
The most gutter fucking song.
We cleared him out. I don't know, but you know, it just depended on the night. That's what I love about Spokane is it depending on the night you in a bar.
Yeah,
it's a whole different bar.
That's true.
It's a whole different bar.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's got a lot of range. Spokane has range.
Straight up.
All right, so you got Wu-Tang.
I got Wu-Tang. If we're talking current, they're going to
You talk about whoever you want. It's all time, top
Currently,
four.
Currently, I'm really heavily into the JID shit. This guy put me onto him last year. And y'all can clown on me because I fucking run it. I should just say Dreamville in general. Everybody on that.
You can't say Wu-Tang. You can't say Dreamville.
Wu-Tang.
That's a conglomerate.
Wu-Tang came out by
Wu-Tang
itself.
Anyone
Wu-Tang
ever signed to Interscope Records?
No. All right. So Wu-Tang, we'll say JID because he's got this fucking new type of flow. It's really cool to see an artist actually create their own type of flow.
Oh, I got a guy for you in a second then. Hold on.
So we got Wu-Tang. We got JID. I talked about him last time I was on here, but I really started getting into Big L.
Oh, and Big L's, dude. And that's I can't
run that I'm a huge fan because I couldn't quote.
He doesn't have enough of a catalog.
Exactly, but you know, every time he comes on,
he fucking's fire.
When it comes to my style and my flow, that is who I've mimicked most.
Yeah, all right,
especially if it's a boom bap beat. That ha ba ba da ba da ba ba ba, like he's just got that kind of, he's almost shouting a little bit, but he's not, like, it's just, I don't know, I fucking love that shit.
That's a reach.
How is that a reach?
Bro, fucking Big L, that's the most immortal fucking, that's why he died so soon.
They call me Big Lane. He was too good for Earth.
That's not what I'm saying. That's why he's on my Mount Rushmore.
He's like, know, that.
Why is that a reach?
I could.
All right. One more.
Oh, shit. I got Wu-Tang. I got J.I.D. I got Big L.
Tipsy.
I'm tipsy as fuck. Shit. Who is in the fourth spot? If you think modern, I don't know.
You got? You got J.I.D., Big L,
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
Damn, I mean, here we go. You already know what I'm about to say. Fucking, one of you said Tupac, but I'm a diehard Biggie boy.
Really?
That bad boy. He fucking
is. This man loves
Bro, Biggie. I can quote every line from Ready to
what's
Die.
What's his best song?
Give me the loop.
Thank
I'm
you.
A bad,
give me the loop.
Bad
yeah.
boy.
I love that. I took everything, even the number one mom pendant. Like that line, I'm like, oh, when I first heard that, I'm like, oh,
give
shit.
Give a fuck if she's pregnant.
That or fucking. That one or fucking. Kick in the door, wave in your fofo. All I heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
Or actually, let me, I will say give me the loop, but also the what with him and Method Man.
Yeah.
Fucking that hook, what's that hook? Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything you get, you gotta work hard for it.
This whole portion.
Honey, shake your hips and don't stop.
I do gotta say, one of my favorite Eminem verses I've ever heard is on the Biggie track, Dead Wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking banger,
like,
dude.
You did wrong. Of course, that's my favorite genre of Eminem. I kind of like lost track a long time ago, but
everyone did.
Honestly, I'm gonna say this. And I think Willie and I talked about it.
Yeah.
Eminem is doing his best work right now.
Lyrically, he's doing his best work.
His beat selection is terrible.
It's hard to say that, like, you're doing your best work lyrically when, like, you're using a shitty beat selection. Because I don't even want to listen.
It's
well, that's
not
the
even
thing.
Concepted
it's,
like
it's
a song.
Hard.
It's
hard.
Just some dude
well, and
spewing.
you can't give it because that's part of it. That's part of it. It's
yeah,
a beat
yeah.
selection. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
it's like
it makes it hard to
the
listen.
Word,
like
if the words don't fucking flow over the beat, then fuck the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't care what you said.
The words will flow over the beat. The beats are just bad. Or just, like, not as
exactly.
And so I'm like, dude, I'm like, you need to get better production. And like,
the beat is supposed to, like, match the energy of the words you're saying.
Yeah.
And if you don't accomplish that, you failed.
Right.
Like, that's your job as the artist.
Yeah,
you know
to figure out
saying?
How to... I don't know what... Yeah, maybe you need to go back doing drugs.
I look at more as putting together a song. Like,
I feel it has to be a song.
And you can fucking go...
You can steal my fucking notion of that, like I just said that, because that's just the fundamentals of it, right?
Right.
But you can fucking go... You can find a little fucking niche there and run with it and, like, fuck everybody's head up and be like, oh, this is dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, the bottom line of it is just that. Like, you have to fucking match what you're saying.
There's a couple tracks on his latest albums. There's, like, three or four tracks on each album where I'm like, dude, that's some shit. You are fucking on a whole other level right now.
I just think he lost his feeling and his depth because he's making his rhyme scheme so intricate that it's becoming some kind of labyrinth of this fucking rhyme scheme to where you're not getting this, like, general cadence that you'll find with most music to where it's, like, you can catch to this feeling and you can catch to the song. Like, it's not a normal cadence, which is great. And as, a creative writer myself, I love to listen to this shit because it's, like, leaps and bounds beyond so many other rappers. But
you know
to compromise the quality of a song for the intricate lyricism... It's like you have to find a balance.
Well, that's what I think. That's one of the things we were talking about. Is that he's lost he doesn't have that depth and that passion, anger in him that he's rapping about anymore. Now he's strictly I'm gonna figure out how to fucking be the wildest. Just lyricist, it's purely lyrical.
It's flexing intelligence.
Right, yeah, and like there's no actual a lot of depth and pace or pathos to it, but. All right, I got one more quick question about that. Then I want to ask you about an artist too, because Lane mentioned a crazy unique flow. I want one hip hop artist most overrated.
Most overrated.
Overrated. And so like a name. Trying to start some shit, huh?
I got some names for you, boy.
But, someone everyone knows, like a household name. Most overrated means they also have to be one of the most popular. You know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure. Like worth the mention.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lane. Go ahead.
Who you got, Lane? Most overrated.
Gang.
Fucking STCU Bank. Fucking chumps. Shit. Most overrated. That's hard in this mumble rap era because there's such a big category.
But I mean,
there's no lyricism in the bangers in the world.
Well, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not hating on it. Like, I understand totally when it. No. As lyricist and as someone who has the ability to do that, I'd like to hear it. But I completely understand being fucked up and wanting to catch a vibe and not giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to, I don't know. I don't listen.
Nah, you got one?
You got an overrated one?
I'll come back to you.
Like I said, there's so many.
We'll come back to you. I have one.
Yeah, you got
I have one like a motherfucker.
All right, let's hear it.
MGK.
Oh, fuck you.
Man. That was one of the ones I was joking about. MGK.
No, listen. I'll plead my case.
Let's hear.
I don't hate him at all. Yeah. I kind of low-key fuck with him as an artist, but I hate the fact that he just fucking kind of like pimped hip hop to like get to the point that he's at now, which I think he wanted to be in the first place. Like I see a lot of artists pimp hip hop, man. I see a lot of cats do that, which whatever, man. It's the name of the game.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna fucking be happy about it.
Well, you like use it like not necessarily be a hip hop artist, but use it as a vehicle to get moved.
Yeah,
forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And they're in, you know, and for whatever reason, they're in a position that there's a niche.
There's a huge niche.
Yeah.
And people fucking eat it up and they fucking take off and whatever. And good for them, bro. I'm never going to hustle. I will never knock anybody's hustle. But like me in my position from where I stand.
Yeah.
And my, not even as an artist, just from my fucking position as a hip hop head and how much I just love this shit. I'm like, all right, bro, that's cool,
but you know, that's kind of fucked up. Because if you did,
Lane, don't die on that hill.
I'm not dying. I'm just saying.
I know that, bro. And
he
grew up in downtown Cleveland,
and he's all about hip hop. He just isn't conformed to it. I am a little bit.
Why?
Because I don't believe in the fact that he's overrated because he crossed genres.
Listen.
And
what?
No.
Nobody
asked
you to argue the point.
Let me finish. I'm
they
saying what
you
said.
You
want
to tell me who you think is
overrated? No, what I want to say to what you said is... He didn't pimp it out. He's still a hip-hop head. He's just doing something different right now because he released a rock album. Who else did that? Lil Wayne did that, and it was shit. At least MGK's...
In the opposite direction.
But at least MGK's album is a number one Billboard charting album.
Are we going to argue on the podcast?
No, I'm just... Right. I'm,
Lane, who's your most overrated?
My most overrated rapper is Julian Stalter, Dave. I'm just
playing. Oh, your mama.
I'm just playing. Right. No, honestly, I brought him up just now, but... I really fucked with Lil Wayne back in the day, and now there was just this craze when we were fucking in high school about Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
and
it was just
whack to me.
I'm gonna say he's my most overrated artist of all time. I've never been on the Lil Wayne train. I never got it.
When he first came on to like Young Money, fucking Cash Money. He was a little kid. He was tight.
40, he was 14.
This nigga was standing on the handlebars, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was cool. But like after that, no, I smell you, bro.
Yeah,
like, I kind of lost the whole.
I never felt it.
That is my overrated.
Fireman. Bro. After Fireman,
I love
like,
Fireman. I'll jam that.
I was like, whatever. After that little wave of Lil Wayne. Like post 99 Lil Wayne, like fucking whatever.
Yeah, he blew up and I never got it.
I never got it either.
Nah.
It just didn't do it for me.
I feel like a lot of people are gonna hate me for this one.
But
I really cannot stand Wiz Khalifa.
Ooh. I can't either. I can't
you
either.
Tight. That was the best.
Yeah, I can't.
That was the best one. That's
like
the best one.
Nope. If you listen to his rap scheme, which he's supposed to be a valedictorian from his high school. And yeah, I like stoner raps, and that's tight.
But he ran with it.
But if you listen to his setups for his punchlines, it's almost like you know every single line he's gonna say on the rhyme. Yeah. It's almost like he's rapping a Dr. Seuss book to me. Okay. And it's just like so slow, and it just doesn't have anything that like out there and impresses me. It's something I can vibe with, I can smoke with, and sure. I'm okay with being on and not.
But you're never like turning it on.
I
tried to lyrically analyze them, and I just haven't found any.
That's another dude
depth.
Who I never like. I don't hate on it, but like I've never saved a Wiz Khalifa song, or I've never right. been like I gotta bang
it
that one.
It just seemed like
I'm
radio
like,
cuts.
Yeah,
like,
it's like
I'm
it's
so
whatever.
Happy
popular
you said
right
that,
now.
Dude.
Whatever.
I'm so happy.
That was such a good answer.
That was the best answer across the board. Yeah.
All right, I gotta ask you a question then. Have you Lane, you mentioned Unique Flow. Have any guys familiar with Toby Nwigwe?
Yeah.
Toby, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
I've been saying Toby Nwigwe.
That might.
I've been saying Toby Nwigwe.
No, you said it right.
How you say it? Toby
Nwigwe.
Toby Nwigwe.
Oh,
yeah.
That shit.
That sounds have you heard? Proper. Have dude, that dude has a crazy flow. Have
He's
you?
So...
Have you heard the song with Paul Wall?
No.
All
right, I fucking love Paul Wall.
Oh,
listen,
with the grill
one of my
shit?
Favorite Kanye West songs ever for the super fan I am
Drive
is
Slow.
Drive Slow, baby.
Believe me. Okay, I'm about to hold on. Pump, I'm gonna. Pump, I'm gonna. Pump.
I dig your logo. It's pretty tight.
Are we? Is it?
No, it's still running. You live, baby.
Live, baby.
I got a pee too.
Hold on. I'm going to play this video for you. And this video is dope as fuck. But listen, Paul Wall crushes in this song. Toby Nwigwe, you'll know when it's happening. Trust me, you'll know when. But he goes off the fucking rails on this goddamn flow. And this beat goes hard as fuck.
What a dope.
And hold his on. Wife, too. His
Ooh. Wife.
his
wife
yeah,
going
she
on.
In every, she in every cut.
Really?
I'm too close to my mic.
Yeah, me
Hold
too.
On,
I keep getting loud.
Here you go. This whole fucking this beat is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, well, this is the dude you guys have been showing me.
Listen,
yeah.
With oh, the all one solid color
this
scheme.
This is the try Jesus,
Kobe,
but don't try
baby?
Me.
Oh God, Toby Bryant, me, I'm Paul Wall Frazier.
This fucking goes hard as shit.
Sam Cannell, Linnell Spreewell. Hey, it's that Paul Walrus. I got a lot of monikers. Fresh from Santa Monica, getting blowed like harmonicas. That smoke got me harmonious. I'm so gone like Monica, blowing backwoods only. The only papers is Houston Chronicles. A Hall of Fame hustler voted unanimous and anonymous. But boys be acting animus, cause my presence is rather ominous. Not to mention my pockets are fat as an obese hippopotamus. I avoid hate like obstacles, talking down is so monotonous. Them boys couldn't see me through they oculus with binoculars. I'm still the people's champ, yeah, my pseudonym is synonymous. I like to stack up lots of bucks while you chasing after octopus. I'm married to the game, so it's easy to be monogamous. I'm never falling off, the mere notion is preposterous. Still in my prime like Optimus, used to pop trunk at Metropolis. The grind is rather arduous, but I ain't stopping to the apocalypse, cause I do it for my family, not the likes nor the followers. Power Wallaby.
On God.
I got juice. I hit up Paul and told him that I want gold in my mouth. So when I speak, all they shine off in my teeth, light up nouns. That's a person, place of things, where I'm diverse in ways I bring. Bells of manna with country grammar, sweet as a tangerine. I follow a Nazarene, but I still might paint the Hyundai candy. Cause I'm modest, but be honest, I got more sauce than shrimp scampi. I go ape, I go chimpanzee on every beat that they hand me. I've been branded as the man who gon' handle my good advancement out the slum. I ain't dumb, I know you plot to be peeping, but my head down and my arms cover my paper. It ain't no cheating, I'm eating. Plus I got all the flavor, I'm low key seasoning. What were those who willingly gave their heart to hoes? I was told by the G code that's bleeding. On guard, I was broke for over 30 seasons. Now me and Fat and I 30's about to be in Norway like some melanated Norwegians. If a rapper sniff is me, probably ain't breathing. That's rigor mortis. I hope y'all absorb this flow gorgeous. I'm teaching. Flow freezing. I'm the coldest in my region. Y'all decent. But if I'm critiquing y'all faces, it ain't a
nothing personal. Lies kill, and if I die tomorrow, my wife and my whole hood know I'm real.
Oh God. Now, this is the shit you watch, dude, and then we'll get drunk and freestyle for like 3 hours. Like, yeah.
What I love about this song is the chorus is on God.
Right. And it's the
Paul Wall just keep popping in like, I'm still alive, y'all.
Paul Wall was waiting for Tobin McGuire or whatever his name is to exist, bro.
I really like his video.
Hey, you know what, bro? Paul Wall is who fucking Riff Raff has been trying to be this whole time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's exactly it. Riff Raff just want to be Paul Wall so bad.
I'm usually not a Paul Wall fan. Now I'm lying, that's a city. I spit Fiji,
I'm like an exhibit.
All the boppers want to visit. My interior's butter biscuits. I'm the greatest to be specific. Now that's explicit, hella vivid. But my flow magic like a wizard. I'm with Paul. Hell, all we need is a color change and listen.
Now hold up, Toby, that's expensive. That's my brother, though, no tension. Matter of fact, go tag Camille in my mentions. Let's get it. Oh, God.
Bro.
Oh,
dude.
So this guy, the other cool thing about this guy, he understands that the visual is just as important. And every video.
He's an artist.
Every video that he's put out.
He does the whole fucking color.
You just locked into it. Like,
he's a phenom. Like,
you know what pisses me off is that he's been doing that shit before that whole Colors channel.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like he's been on that shit because he was kind of like under the radar, like a little obscurity for a minute. And he's fucking been doing that shit. This nigga
He's been around, but I only just heard him recently.
The South has so many fucking examples of that, and everybody just goes straight to Outkast, and they're like, oh, that was it. They're the illest niggas to ever get on some
weirdo
shit.
UGK? I'm talking about UGK.
UGK, but they was on their hustler fucking, like, dope dealer shit, you know what I'm saying? And they was real pocketed by that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not that people not that people don't fucking give them their propers for that, but, like, they were pocketed by that, because, like, on the platform now in this day and age where motherfuckers just cross the board and they're like, oh, I'm just a hip hop head. I'm just seeing what's out there. Like, I'm fucking with this. Especially if you like from the South or some shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're from the South, you going for that.
Right.
But like if you out here in fucking fucking Spokane, Washington, you know what I'm saying?
For
like,
whatever. Unless you
know somebody, just like, no, check this out, bro. UGK, motherfucker, 8-Ball and MJG, baby, like whatever. You know what I'm saying? They don't know about that.
Yeah.
Like, which is ain't your fault. But I mean, the internet, I guess. Like, you might stumble upon it, but like it's not imposed upon you.
Yeah, it's a little
you know what I'm saying? Like, almost to allude to what we were talking earlier, like, that's kind of the beauty of being out here, is that we're the last untapped fucking wave of the country. There's been the motherfucking wave from the West Coast. There's been the wave from the motherfucking East Coast. There's been the Dirty South shit.
Yeah.
There's been the motherfucking Midwest shit. Like, there hasn't been no Northwest shit. And we're a pretty...
Well, you're not going to count that some more?
And we're... Well, okay. Do you smell me? Do you smell me? And it's not even Macklemore, bro. It's Ryan Lewis, really.
No, for real.
Like,
really? Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just... There was a couple earlier cats that were like, didn't really even blow up that big. Like, we had Blue Scholars coming out of here.
Yeah.
And like, we had a couple little stirrups, but like, there's never been a fucking movement of the whole
Sir
Northwest.
Sir Mix a Lot.
Right? He kicked the whole shit off, Joe. Shit. Whatever. My pops is on Broadway, baby. But I mean, I'm saying, though, like, there hasn't ever been a major movement. And I think now is probably at the time, if it's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
It's now.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists.
With the wave
Northwest.
Of people moving out here too, on top of that. Like,
that's true.
With the shit we already had existing out here in just our own little fucking melting pot that didn't really ever get out of it much, but it's dope.
Spokane's coming up, and this whole area is gonna, like, I feel like Spokane's like the next Minneapolis.
I think it's gonna be a wave. We're gonna be have like a potential for like a little setup for some rhymesayers shit or something.
Well, speaking of that, let's get into you guys' song. We came to hear. We're gonna play a song of yours. This song we're hearing. This is let's do What Up Joe.
What up, Joe?
I like City Dynamics.
Hey.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to that, guys.
You know what's good?
Check.
Take one.
It's still.
Yeah.
up, Joe?
Pretty sure you know what's good.
We the Lumberjacks
of the Wish a Nigga Would.
This is Doctor Strange, this ain't Cumberpatch.
Coming back with the mystical flows to make they neck snap.
Bobbing they heads
until the white boys robbing they dreads.
Yo, this that false credit
for that shit that was really said.
Man, all I see is zombies.
Niggas is really dead.
Man, all I see is zombies.
Niggas is really dead.
And my tempo is worth a couple benzos. And my temper kinda mental. Guess that's why I'm always Mr. Temperamental. I ride the instrumentals and do the shit the kings do. Listen to some Scarface, you doing shit a fiend do. That's the reason why I'm beaming on you niggas. In a beamer with the mean demeanor. Scheming on the people that be dipping in my feces. Putting fecal matter on the track and call that shit a masterpiece. Hey yo, the 2012 tragedy is back to bring the heat again. Here go a tip, don't bring your clip, don't bring your click. You best to bring the fucking packers if you after me. Ponderous a monster, you don't want it if you asking me.
Yeah, I'm a jungle cat, a jaguar. Aztec warrior where the snakes are. Sacrificing to the sun, young virgins take our pain away, bring us water and clay. I'm an artist going the farthest to spark a fire in the hearts of my people living in the darkness. My sins are dark as night, but my faith is pure as light. I fight demons daily with that fire in my fucking peace pipe. Yeah. And I've been dreaming of a demon living across the street. And I've been scheming to blow him to smithereens and destroy the beast that conceived him inside. But why does a demon reside deep within I? Who do I kill, me, myself, or not?
It's the unlucky Irishman plagued from birth. The last name bag with the first name dirt. With my backwards hat and that sideways smirk. I see the crowd react when I go berserk. They call me Mowgli in the jungle cause I act too fucking humble. While I'm causing all this trouble with the fire that I stumbled upon. I swear to God I went from henchman to a dawn. Fuck a pipe past the barn. We out smoking Cheech and Chong. Try to understand this. The style is the mantis, but the mind is out of whack like the infamous Charles Manson. They calling me a habit, addicted. They gotta have it. Kane Town is the spot and LCD is wreaking havoc.
What up, Joe? Pretty sure you know what's good.
Yeah, we the Lumberjacks
of the Wish a Nigga Would.
This is Doctor Strange. This ain't Cumberpatch.
Coming back with the mystical flows and make their neck snap.
Bobbing their heads
until the white boys robbing their dreads.
Yo, this that false credit
for that shit that was really said.
Man, all I see is zombies.
Niggas is really dead.
Man, all I see is zombies.
Niggas is really dead.
Man, all I gotta say is I don't know how you guys didn't know Jew was gonna put Scarface in his top four. Literally, the opening line is like, I'm listening to Scarface on that song. Like, that's what he said.
Man.
He said it in the song.
I was really surprised none of them said fucking Wu-Tang before I did. That's like all of our, like.
I mean, because we kind of said it already. Damn.
No, we didn't.
Make it personal.
All right. So, guys, tell everyone where they can find your music, find you on social media, all that stuff, personally and in as a group.
As a group?
As a group. YouTube, first and foremost.
All right.
Any streaming platform you can find us.
That's Lilac City Dynamics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spotify, YouTube, fucking SoundCloud. Literally, we're on everything.
All right. And where do they find you guys on social media? Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, stuff like that.
Literally, yeah. Lilac City
All platforms.
Dynamics.
All
right. Even on YouTube. We are the one and only Lilac City Dynamics.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
So we don't have no numbers added to it.
First result.
Yep. Just type in Lilac City Dynamics on any platform and you will find.
And if you go on YouTube, we got a lot more visuals, a lot of live footage, a lot of fucking around on the streets, whatever. Right.
And shout out your personal ones too so people can follow you and find you guys.
Yeah.
Nye?
Personal social media.
Personal social media so that people
can find you. Okay, yeah. It's Nawano Pantoja on Facebook, or if you find me on Instagram.
You should spell that.
All right. Yeah, you're right. So it's Nawano, Nawauno, Pantoja, Pantoja, Jr. And you can find me on Facebook, and I'm also on Instagram as Il Nye the Samurai. That's my little spinoff, Il Nye the Science Guy. But that's what I go with, and it's ILL_NAI the Samurai.
There you go.
Jew.
Joe. Hey, you can check me out on Facebook underneath Julian S. Davis. You can find me on Instagram under bad_Jew. And that's it. That's all I got for y'all right now.
All right, Lane.
You find me on Facebook with everybody else, Lane Flynn. You can find me on Spotify with my single project, First Ketchup Spaghetti. You can find LCD on Spotify. You can find us all on YouTube with a bunch of videos. Instagram, you know, Lane Flynn. We're one of a kind. I mean, if you kind of just type in our names, you'll find us.
New
music coming.
All right, well, guys, find them, follow them, check out the stuff. There's new music coming. A new single coming. New music, new all kinds of shit. Once this, even if this pandemic stays, man, they're gonna be bringing you new music. So find them, follow them, check them out, subscribe, give them some streams on Spotify, and find out when their next project's dropping, or you might be able to see them live, guys. All right, anything else before we get out of here?
I think Jew wanted to talk for a second about his new single coming out.
What you got?
So check it out, y'all. I got a brand new little single coming up for y'all. We're calling it El Camino. No reference to Breaking Bad. No reference whatsoever.
And where can they find that?
They can find that on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, all the major ones.
All that stuff. And El Camino. And when's that dropping, you said?
That's going to be dropping anytime in the next week or two.
Okay, so keep an eye out for that, guys. So that's even more reason to follow him on YouTube, subscribe on Instagram, all that stuff, so you can get updates and find that new track when it drops. So, all right, guys. It is time to get out of here. Again, as I said, new show, Some Imperfections Podcast, coming November 4th with Abby Buckenberger and Sierra Cosi. Check that out. It's going to be a great project. As well as go to pantspending.com. Check out all the shows across the network. Go to Patreon.com/PantsPending. You can subscribe, do a one-time donation, get some exclusive behind-the-scenes content. And as for me personally, go to Deef's Comedy/calendar. There are some dates coming back, as well as some virtual stuff and shows. So check it out. Come see a show. Otherwise, for the Social Hour, guys, thanks for hanging out. I am Deef's. And for Nye, for Jew, for Lane, thank you all very much for being here.
All right.
And we will see you next week.